This is 28 Days to Positivity by Gail Strauss. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Day 20. Amazing! We're up to Day 20. I hope this journey is helping you. Today we're looking at not competing with others. We start out in life thinking that we're awesome. We can dance in public as 5-year-olds and not care what others think of us. By the time we're adults, that has been driven out of us by peers and parents and the media and embarrassing situations. As adults, we doubt ourselves. We judge ourselves badly. We are critical of our bodies, of ourselves as people, of our lack of discipline, or of all our faults. We don't like our lives. As a result, we try to improve this lacking self, try to get better because we suck so much, or we doubt our ability to get better, or we are very unhappy, or we sabotage our attempts at change because we don't really believe we can do it. This self-dislike results in worse relationships, a stagnant career, unhappiness in life, complaints about everything, and often unhealthy habits like eating junk food, drinking too much alcohol, not exercising, shopping too much, being addicted to video games or the internet. The problem is that you judge yourself badly. You compare yourself to an unreal ideal in all areas. You want a beautiful model's body. You want to achieve certain goals, personally and professionally. You want to travel the world and learn languages. You want to learn a musical instrument and be an amazing chef, have an amazing social life, and the perfect spouse and kids and incredible achievements and be the fittest person on the planet. Of course, those are completely realistic ideals, right? And when we have these ideals, we compare ourselves to them and we always measure up badly. The path to contentment and to a more positive outlook is to stop comparing ourselves to these ideals. Stop judging ourselves. Let go of these ideals and gradually learn to trust ourselves. The truth is, the reality of ourselves is not bad. It's only is bad in relation to the ideal that we have about ourselves. When we let go of the ideal, we're left with the reality that can be judged as perfectly great. It's a unique human being who is beautiful in its own way. Work with inspiration. When you are inspired to do something, just do it if possible. How do you know that it is a true inspiration? Well, you feel good when you think about it. When you get that motion to do something right then. And then, even if it's only writing it down, get the momentum happening. Now, motivation is making something happen. It is work and effort. Inspiration is letting something happen. It is much easier. Don't compete with others. It is important not to look into other people's lives, but focus on your own path. Everyone is unique and different, so comparing is pointless. It will not be a fair comparison, a waste of your own time and energy. Focus on what you can do for yourself. We'll touch base again tomorrow. Love to all. Gail.